lightweight dog.
It's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
Say anything for the first three minutes.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince.
Number five.
Number five this morning. We don't normally talk Warriors basketball, but this is just strange. The Denver Nuggets, 18-3 at home going into last night's game.
Yeah.
18-3.
Okay.
And the Warriors put up 51 points in the first quarter alone to win 142-111.
I don't remember a better first quarter. That was a fireworks show.
Curry and Thompson combined to score 62 points in the game, and they only made 3 points from the free throw line. 62 points.
Can you say statement,
man,
by the Warriors?
That was a statement. That was, do you think you're going to be invited to the Western Conference Finals? You're not getting past that.
Number four.
Number four this morning is what's going on tonight. Coyotes against the Sharks, 8 o'clock. That's right. 8 o'clock faceoff at home. If there's any way you can get to the game, do it. San Jose has the second biggest streak currently right now.
Yeah.
The problem is the longest streak is Anaheim's losing streak. Anaheim's lost 12 straight. But the longest positive streak is 7 games by San Jose. They're going to the Coyotes are going to need every fan they can possibly get to this game tonight. It's if you can't get there, it'll be right here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station.
There are three teams with 47 points in the Western Conference. Then St. Louis with 45. The Coyotes 43, 4 points out of a playoff spot. Let's go.
Number three.
I let that hang. Bruce Arians did a couple conversations yesterday, one with us in which he said, you know what, I just didn't feel like I got to be me when I was doing the television. So that's at our website at arizonasports.com. He also talked to Adam Schefter, and on the Adam Schefter podcast, he was asked about Antonio Brown because of the time that B.A. spent as a offensive coordinator with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he said,
from afar, yeah, it's just too much miscommunication, too much diva.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Okay, I didn't know if it was over or not
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got so much to say about this because if, in fact, Antonio Brown was thrown a lifeline, it was thrown yesterday.
Number two.
I'm interested in that. Number two this morning is the Arizona Cardinals. As the coaching situation continues to take shape, you want to know more about it, just go to arizonasports.com as they've been on fire with the latest. The newest one is Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, bringing somebody else with him as he's hired a defensive backs coach to join him, and Robertson comes in after bouncing around to a couple different teams but moving his way up the ladder reasonably quickly.
Yeah, once again, this staff is coming together. What does it say? Can we read the coaching tea leaves, my friends? Yes.
Marcus Robertson's been coaching in the secondary since 2009.
Yes.
So that's, I mean, this isn't
another
NFL
coach.
Yeah, yeah, they've gotten been able to get a ton of them.
Number one.
And the number one thing that you need to know about this morning, how many times have you heard Igor Kokoschkov say this to us or to AZ Central?
10 turnovers, way too many. When you open the game, that way we were behind the whole game. So, didn't show up tonight.
We didn't show up tonight. Hey, Suns, when will you? With Devin Booker in the lineup. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.